The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, reading from the first verse.
Glory
to Christ, our Savior. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise Christ our Lord.
And those who meaningfully impacted your life and made you better
life simply by living the Christian principle as they were called upon to do. You see, the list of saints, my friends, include very notable people. People like the apostles, St. Peter, St. John, all the others, St. Matthew, and so on. Men and women like the wonderful St. Francis of Assisi, Teresa of Avila, many others. But the list of saints includes not just these famous people, the ones who have been declared saints, those who have been canonized by the church. The Apostle John gave us a little glimpse into the lives of saints in our Revelation reading this morning. He says they are innumerable. They cannot be counted. They are representative of every culture, every language, every country, every tribe on earth. And he says they are standing around the throne of God. They are standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, and they are there offering praise unto God. And then he says, in this wonderful place, there is no hunger, no thirst, no heat, no pain, no suffering and or death. What the human experience in the presence of God is peace and joy. And he says their lives are full of excitement. There they come to know the love and the tenderness and the calm and the joy of being in the presence of God. And these are the saints that he refers to. Who are they and from where do they come? Sometimes they are just ordinary people in our lives, people whom we have met, people who have reminded us, you and me, of what we ought to do, how we should live our life, and what is expected of us, purely by the grace of God. People who have shown you and me God's love and who try to remain faithful unto their God. And maybe I'm not doing a wonderful job in trying to describe these saints, but I just want you to think about the very people whom you have encountered in this life. And whilst I can tell you of some of the saints whom I have encountered, I want you to think about those that you have encountered. You see, there are many people. I'm reminded of a guy who worked tirelessly long hours as a social worker. And then he would put in another couple of hours by giving himself in service to the Church of God. And he would be there, and he would be faithful, and he would come and be a parish counselor, and he would always try to do the right thing. And he never insisted on his own right and opinion. He was humble. And he just gave himself. And whenever he had an encounter with someone, I made believe that the other person would walk away being better off because value had added to his or her life. His life even had been a life of constant prayer and witness about Jesus. But through the life that he lived, he showed the importance of having God as part of his life and his guide. Someone spoke about his personal matters. But on one occasion, he would say that when he was in difficulty, it was his brothers and sisters, Christian friends in the Church of God, who enabled him to survive his own pain and struggle. Then there are this lady who always have a place at the table for another couple of guests. There's always place for a stranger. And no one would leave her house without a prayer being said for them. And she, in her own little way, witnessed to God and was committed to serve him out through others. And so these are the ordinary people who we encounter. These are the saints amongst us. There is Mary who thought of herself as not being important. She would always pray for others, but not for herself. Because she always believed others to be better than her. She visited many and she cared for many. And more so for them than for herself. You know why? Because she trusted God to take proper and good care of her, and she followed his plan. And yes, she did all of this while she was in constant pain, suffering an incurable disease. God saves. Again, I'm asking you to think about those whom you have encountered. Because saints are ordinary uncles and aunts who can pray and who can preach the word of God if need be. Saints are the people who have a special place and assist the widow and the orphan. and make them feel that they are worthy, that they are something. Saints are the teachers who are struggling with the kids that are forgotten by this world. They are people happy with their station in life and with what God has entrusted unto them. Saints are sacristans in the church of God. Saints are preceptors and choir leaders. Saints are those who simply open the doors of the church and welcome others. Saints are those who play the organ and other musical instruments, those that lead us in singing. Saints are those that instruct the little ones in the Sunday school and teach life lessons to young children. Saints are those who stand up and represent the rights of those who have been trampled upon, the unlikable, those that are hated by others. And so we can go on and on and talk about saints. And I greeted you this morning, and I said, welcome all you saints of St. Peter, because in one way or the other, we represent the ideal of being a saint by simply using the very gifts that God has bestowed upon us. And in so doing, we do what God calls us. Saints are not perfect people, but they are all saints in their own little way. The word says that they do have a bit of clay, but they always strive to love and to serve, and not just God, but to love and serve their neighbors as well. And each one of us, my friends, is called to be a saint. And each one of us, because of the love of Christ, can be a saint. And I know that at times it has been difficult. That I have done things that would not be considered saintly. And I struggle constantly within myself to do what is right. I find myself where Paul has found himself when he said that the good I want to, that seems to be absent. And so there's a struggle within. Because at times it's hard to love. At times it is hard to do the things that God would want us to do that would show God's care unto his people. And at times it may even be hard to just act on our faith. And yet, we are called upon to strive. And so there are important people on the list of saints. There are, as I said, the apostles, the disciples, men and women like St. Francis and many others. But there are also ordinary folk who love God and neighbor. People who just strive to be faithful. Peter says the word of God was impatient and inconsistent in his dealings. Of Paul, it was often said that he was arrogant and full of himself. John and James, the sons of Zebedee, wanted honor and glory unto themselves. They wanted fame. And yet they were worthy to be followed in other respects because they were saints. How? They tried to make a difference. They tried to bring a positive change. A loving difference is the word of God. The kind of difference that would lead people's hearts and their thoughts to God. And so, again, I'm simply saying in our message this morning, each one of us, we are called to be a saint. And each one of us is called to be a saint through the love of God. And it is not expected of us to do that within our own power, but as far as you and I are prepared to surrender ourselves unto God, so that through his Holy Spirit, he can work within us that which is his will, then we will be doing what God has called us to do. I read a little story, and I would just like to share this story with you as a demonstration. There was a guy, and I'm calling him Mark, and please, Mark's in this church, okay? Mark was in prison for violent crime. And then Mark was released, and on his release, the first thing that he did, he walked into a revival meeting, and he had a conversion. And Mark then decided that he was going to serve God, and he was going to serve God through the local homeless shelter. And he would go there, and he would meet up with these guys, and he would shave and wash them. He would feed them if needed. He would hand them out their meds. He would carry them off to bed if need to, and he would clean after them. And this Mark would do day after day after day, week after week, and for months at end. And one evening, he took one of the guys of the shelter with him to a prayer meeting. And during this prayer meeting, this guy was convicted to convert. And he walked forward and requested prayer. And as he fell on his knees, he prayed with the preacher. And he said, Lord, I want to be like Mark. And the preacher said, don't you want to be like Jesus? And he said, well, if Jesus is anything like Mark, then I want to be like Jesus. See? And so we ought to be the marks, the people that go around and represent Jesus Christ. And again, I want to say to you, it may be difficult at times to fulfill this calling. It may be difficult to love. It may be difficult to do the things that shows God's love and grace unto others. It may at times even be difficult to just show simple faith in God. And you know what? This is where the saints in heaven come in handy. Because part of our prayer this morning says that they are interceding on our behalf. Whilst they are on the throne with the Lamb, bringing praise and glory unto God, they are praying for us, for our weaknesses and for our struggles and for our inabilities to live up to the expectation to be saints in Christ Jesus. And so we come here this morning and we honor them by listening to their stories and by remembering how they live and what they believe. And then the word says, now you and I can, we can draw strength from them. And then go out and try at least to do what they did. Let us do the things we believe make them saints to us and to God. Let us meet here today in prayer and in worship to honor their memory by striving to be just a little like them. Because that is what we are called to today by God in Christ Jesus. To remember these saints, but also to strive to become the saints for this day and age. As we ask this, in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.